It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And welcome to our Saturday edition of Cougar Corner. Coach Brian Stewart, John Dinkins here. And, Coach, I don't know. I think Brian's trying to avoid you or something because he hasn't done this show in probably 3 or 4 weeks. And he keeps telling me there's a schedule conflict or something. But I am now the Cougar Corner host, and I will just probably continue to just be the Cougar Corner host. I think he comes in and reads a scoreboard or something that Judy does for him as well. So really he's not doing anything on this program. But I just want to let you know. Hold on just a second. Let me turn you up here. Go ahead.
He's over at the buffet. That's what's going on. He's over there eating.
I think that's right. I think something's going on.
Cedar Bucket provides such a fine breakfast, and he's over eating second, third plate.
I got you by phone last week. Glad to see you in person. But
I'm still the same, aren't I?
Still the same. Yeah, I haven't changed a bit. And last night, speaking of change, game conditions would have changed, I think, a little bit. You had a turnover early.
Third play of the game.
And on a tip pass, and Eagleville runs it back for a touchdown, and they go on to win the game. And, Coach, it's a game of inches, I guess, in every sport. But,
when momentum shifted, I mean, our kids really came out and excited to play and, you know, thought we had a good plan going in. And, you know, when you're 0-7 and something goes wrong, it just tends to, you know, well, now we're to the point where we talked about early in the year, here we go again, and I think that's what's happening to us.
The old, what bad is going to happen tonight?
That's right. And here's the thing, you know, we got a first down, we're about to move the chains, and even on the second drive, we took the football, we drove it down the field, but we stalled out and, you know, couldn't get the continued momentum, and then they knife you for a big play or something, and, you know, I think I added it up. Two pick sixes for touchdowns, and then you had a fumble recovery, a scoop and score on a kickoff return, and then you had a punt return that they run back to the one. That's 28 points.
And they've really not even touched the ball offensively.
Not really.
I mean, yeah.
And not taking anything away. They're good. I mean, when they did touch it offensively, I think they had two touchdowns last night where it was the first play of their drive. And, I mean, they take the football and are never touched. I mean, just straight downhill, never turn right, never turn left, go straight to the hole and go. And, I mean, hey, you know, you take nothing away from an 8-0 football team. Coach Carson, they do a great job. They got a lot of kids. Hey, when you were there last night at Eagleville, you could feel a crowd that was proud to be 7-0 and excited to play. And they had a tremendous atmosphere, you know, just the noise level as far as the excitement of the fans, the kids, and, you know, that's something that I want our kids to be a part of and to know and understand that that's something that could very easily happen right here at Middle Tennessee Christian.
And Coach Carson's been there, you know.
Yeah.
You talk to him, he knows that situation, and things have gotten better, and that's how you feel about the Cougars. Things are going to get better.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I definitely think with time, I mean, I told our kids, I mean, but some of our kids, they don't know how to, you know, when we do lose a game and how it's supposed to feel and how it's supposed to affect you. I mean, kids are different today than used to be. You know, they pretty much can put things behind them pretty quickly, and they're ready to move on to the next thing or do something else. But this one thing that I want them to understand and gain from playing football games and playing any sport, when you lose, it's supposed to hurt. And as it hurts, you look back to what, you know, we made the same mistakes for every week right now. I mean, we still do the same things. And when you continue to do the same things over and over again and you're not getting better at it, that's when something's got to take place. And that's what our kids have got to understand. You know, when I continue to do the same things, I'm going to get the same result. So it's got to be a mindset flip, and we're trying to do that. And we're getting better at some things, but some things we still just can't seem to grasp right now, and that's something that we've got to do.
And they really need something good to happen to them, don't
Absolutely.
They?
I mean, we need a W this week.
Yeah.
You know, we play Mount Juliet Christian, and you know, I think they've won two ball games. They got beat by DCA last night, which is a great football team. But, you know, we got to go on the road. It's their senior night, and hopefully we can go and find a way to get a win. And I just, you know, last night, what a great opportunity for us. That's what we preached all week. You know, here's 0-7 versus 7-0 and top-ranked team. And, you know, these seniors up until last night hadn't lost to them. You know, they were 3-0. And so, you know, who knows? I wish that first drive we could have kept it alive and, you know, get the first down there. Who knows? If we go down and score and it's 7-0 us, it's a different football game. Because our kids defensively early on, I mean, we did a decent job and we're doing well. And offensively, first couple of drives, you can go back and look. I was looking at the play sheet walking in halftime last night. Every play, plus, 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 plus. We were moving the football. And, you know, wasn't like we were gassed them for 20, 30 yards. But if you can move the chains, you can win a football game. And, you know, that's just...
And had more time of possession.
Oh, yeah. We won in a lot of aspects of the game when you look back at stats and things like that. But the only stat that matters is that scoreboard, and that's where we're losing football games.
It just goes to show you how big turnovers really are. And Eagleville is a plus 21 in turnover margin.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like this. People don't think of that stat as being that big of a deal,
huge.
But it's huge, isn't it?
The year we won the state championship in 06 at Jackson Christian, I think we forced, I can't remember how many it was, but we set a state record that year for, you know, takeaways. I mean, we had... I forget, it was in two games, we had 11 picks. We had 6 picks in the state championship game. We picked Derek Carr at McKenzie 5 times. And, I mean, it was just, we were good on defense. And having a great defense as they do is going to take them a long way. You know, I don't know how far they'll go in the playoffs. Who knows, they may win the state championship. But, you know, they got a good team. They've got a lot of depth. But their defense, you can tell, they play with a reckless abandon. And they want to hit you. And they're physical. You know, at the same token, going back to us, you know, our kids came out and I thought really played hard early. And but then when things go south for us, it's like, well, you know, whatever. We'll just take it now.
And you know, we talk about the injuries and that kind of thing, but I know you don't really use that as an excuse because, you know, you look for execution and doing
right.
It correctly.
No matter who it is. Yeah. Last night I put my injured quarterback. Britt got to play defense last night. We had him clubbed up, and I was running in plays with some receivers, and we put in early on, Coach Carver said, "You want him running in plays?" I said, "Sure." So I read him out there. Next thing I know, I've caught a pass play, and he's out there. Hey, the ball goes to him. He catches it with the club on his hand. He picks up 13, 14 yards. And I said, there's a one-handed receiver out there doing a great job. So, you know, you look back, and I see all the kids are standing on the sideline that wishes they were in the game. You know, there's Ivy that, you know, there's our quarterback that started the year and played 2 games and been out. And, you know, nothing that him and those other guys would rather do to get out there and, you know, put those pads on and play. And who knows what have been, but you can't look at it as what if. And, you know, Brent last night, off our quarterback, you know, he was 11 of 29. I mean, he made some good throws. And, you know, you always make some poor decisions. That's just part of the game. And, you know, he hadn't had a ton of reps. You know, at the time when, Britt got hurt up at Cosby, you know, he had no reps. I had 1 and 2 quarterback, and he had been a receiver. So I brought him back in, and he's been getting reps the last few weeks. And so he played most last night because Peyton played a lot of defense. But then Peyton comes in the game for his couple series last night. He hit guys right in the hands a couple of times, and they just dropped the football. So, especially his last drive, he hit 2 guys wide open, and we drop it. So, you know, he only completed, I think, 1 pass last night, 1 of 5, 1 of 6, something like that.
But you do have to understand, you know, people have to look and say, okay, if Ivy's in there,
decision making. I got Britt Roberts out there at Z.
Exactly.
And instead
it just changes the whole complexion of what you're doing.
You never know.
Particularly with a single A school, because you know, if you were working at a 7AAA or whatever, you're going to have a lot more kids, and you're going to be able to take people and move them around, and maybe kind of survive that. But
sure.
You know, when you have the multitude of injuries you've had, it just like you said, you're taking a receiver, bringing him from his best position to position to help out at another.
Right.
It mounts up. It just, you know, accumulates.
It does after a while. And, you know, we've got, you know, it's tough for a freshman to play both ways, and we got a lot of freshmen play both ways, and they're going to be great football players. And tremendous experience that they're gaining from this. You know, Justin Wynn, he goes by Bo. Bo caught his first touchdown last night. And it was funny. We were down there before the game warming up. I said, you know, you ain't got in that end zone. I said, tonight's going to be the night. And I actually threw him a pass before the game started in the same end zone that he caught his first touchdown. So congratulations to him last night.
You got to look for small things because right. It's going to build up to bigger things. Brian Stewart, our guest here on Cougar Corner, and Coach, even through the adversity and losing and the injuries and that kind of thing, you've always maintained they're learning and they're gaining much needed experience that no freshman is going to get.
You won't get it on a practice field, you won't get it in a JV game, but you'll definitely get it playing in a varsity football game as a true freshman, and it will prove big dividends for them. I'm telling you.
Yeah, because even if you're 7-0, they're not playing.
No. I mean, you know, stand over watching.
Yeah. So it's got to – I think what you're wanting to concentrate on, though, is the mental part of it now. And let's focus on not letting things just overrun us, and let's not let things, you know, if we do something bad, let's don't duplicate it or multiply it by doing it again.
Always, you know, the most important play is the next play. And that's what you got to work on. I've got a couple of kids, and I told him, I said, you know, 1 year in the weight room is going to prove so huge for you, and you're going to see what a difference it's going to be. And that's what we've got to do is, you know, these kids have got to be excited about going into an off season where they're going to work hard and do the things necessary. And I know they play other sports, but we've got to invest in our weight program as far as getting those kids involved and getting them in there, getting them bigger, getting them faster, getting them stronger. And that's something that we can definitely do. That's easy to do. All you got to do is eat and work out, and you can gain some weight, and you can gain some strength, gain some confidence, go back out, use this year of experience that you've gained, and, hey, let's focus on next year and what we can do.
Stanton Stevens, Laverne coach, is always talking pretty much, you can count on it about every week, is we're not strong enough to play, to compete,
sure,
like we want to do.
And we're not.
And
we're not,
you've
close,
got that same philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
The weight room is so important, and people don't – I don't think even the average fan realizes that if you don't do the work in the weight room and you don't do the off-season stuff, nothing's going to happen much in the regular season.
And a lot of kids think what happens is, well, I'm okay, I'm fine. If football season gets over with here toward the fall, let's say you play all the way to December, and they don't want to do anything till June or July, you've got to start right then.
It's too late.
December,
by then.
January, that's when you win them. You've got to win. I can bring back old charts from our weight room showing a kid what he bench presses in December and then showing what they do in April and May. And you see the gains that they make. And, you know, I remember when we made the jump from Class 1A to Class 2A, I said, guys, I said, we're athletic. I mean, we just won a state championship. I said, but the thing about it is we've now got to go and take a physical pounding every week from people who are going to be so much bigger and faster than we are, stronger. And we had to put on mass. And so my program immediately went to how can we put on as much mass as possible with the same time, you know, keeping the flexibility and keeping the speed necessary. I was so proud of our guys. We still wasn't big as the other teams, but you could walk down the halls and look at our kids and go, that guy plays football, that guy plays football, because they were in the weight room.
And you also, a thing that I guess that you looked at, you were hired and you come in, but the kids that you're playing, the freshmen, body-wise, maturity-wise, they're not anywhere near you're playing, who you're playing.
Oh, no.
And they're still growing.
Growing. I mean, you know, they're still trying to find their way, so to speak. And you know, a lot of them they still got baby fat on them. You know, they've got to grow up quick. Some of them probably should have been held back twice. But each freshman that are playing and some of the sophomores, I told them, you know, some of them, a lot of people don't realize a lot of the injuries we've had, they hadn't even been impact injuries. I mean, Ivy, you know, got hit below the knee, you know, right there, you know, took a shoulder pad right there, and it broke a little small bone and hurt his meniscus and everything. But we've got some, it's just been from planting. I mean, and that's just, when you're not taking a hit and you're getting hurt, I mean, you think about how, I mean, and I know kids today, it's not like when I grew up on a farm, had to work. These kids, they grew up sitting in a house. Maybe they cut the grass. Some of them don't. And if you don't use those muscles and you're not using everything, you're not as strong. And the diet that we eat today, I mean, you know, once again, I grew up on a farm. My mom, we had meat and vegetables, potatoes, vegetables all the time. These kids grew up on Pop-Tarts and things like that. And it's important, that nutrition level that they've got to have. And, you know,
Mama used to make. Mama used to cook three meals a day.
Absolutely.
And now Mama works.
And that's right. And my mom worked full time, but she still put it on the table for us. And what I'm saying is, these kids have got to understand. And you know, I try to tell them all the time. You know, you got to put the cokes down, and you got to have proper nutrition and things of that nature. And that's something that they've got to buy into. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to work out. And once they start seeing the proof of how much stronger they're getting and the size and their frames, it'll make a big difference.
Coach, the weight room responsibility, does that go to a coach, or you're going to be kind of overseeing that as well a little bit?
I will probably be overseeing it and taking care of it. You know, right now, Coach Beasley, he's been helping us out. You know, he's back and forth in so many different places. I know when Coach Shadowins was here, he kind of brought him over, and he's been our strength coach. But, you know, his business is so booming, you know, he can't be there all the time. And so, you know, I've been in the weight room every day. We will lift on Mondays and Tuesdays, but, you know, finding the time in the off season. Here's the challenge that you have with a school like Middle Tennessee Christian. Most kids play other sports, and having a time where they're able to get in the weight room, whether it's early morning or, you know, in the afternoons, everybody's having practice. And, you know, most you know, teams have some sort of lifting program, but you need a football off season. If you don't play anything else, you need to be in there. And even when I was a Jackson Christian, I had about 30 kids. They didn't play anything else, and so we had 30 kids lifting in the spring, and that was big, just to have those 30 kids. And a lot of times, it may have been the 15 or so that you may not count on, and that's the kids that are not getting a lot of playing time. And all of a sudden now, since they've been in that weight room a whole semester, they come out and they surprise you just because they've gotten, maybe not even a consideration to actually even play some, now they're playing. So you can see where here's a kid that didn't even think about he's going to play, but he gets an off-season program and he adds 20 pounds of muscle. Now he's actually playing some. So take the best athlete that's playing baseball in the spring or running track, get him in the weight room. How much better is it going to make him?
It's a good point that I think a lot of people don't realize just how important that is in a football program and the facilities. And you have good facilities there,
and that's
another key too. I know you hear coaches all the time, well, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, and that kind of thing. But that's not lacking at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Not at all. We got a great weight room there in the gym, and it's beautiful. And hey, they got everything they could ever want right there. It's just like anything else. If you don't use it, it's no good to you. You know, you leave the Bible letting on the dashboard of the car, and it ain't doing no good laying on the dashboard. You got to read it. So
preacher tells me that every Sunday.
There you go. There's your sermon for today.
Praise the Lord.
Brian,
we're going to let you go here in just a second. Talk about, I know you mentioned Mount Juliet Christian. They've struggled a little bit, but you got your hands full.
I just got the films this morning and everything, but, you know, at least they've won two games. They've got two W's under their belt. Don't know much about them. I know they're probably a lot like us. As I talked to their coach, he said he got some big kids. He got a couple of kids that's pretty good size, so I'm anxious to see them on film. Don't know how fast they are, but they lost to DCA last night, I think 40-something, 41-0 or something like that. But DCA is really, really good. So, you know, we've got our hands full no matter what. When you're 0-8, you got your hands full. It doesn't matter. But, you know, we got to go back out and have a good week of practice, work hard. And that's one thing I've been proud of our kids. When they show up on Monday, they've come to work. And I expect no less Monday. We'll go back to drawing board, and we'll put in a few new wrinkles, and here we go.
Tell them to hold on to that football next week.
Please. That's the first thing. I write on the board every week, no turnovers. And then the second thing I write is force turnovers. So if you can do that, you can have a chance to win every time.
All right, Coach Brian Stewart of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars. When we come back, I'll either have the Cougar scoreboard or Brian will come back from vacation and he'll finish up, wrap things up here as we continue with Cougar Corner. Stay right here with us.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the Orange and White of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Welcome back into Cougar Corner this morning. As we wrap things up, I want to remind you to head over to Middle Tennessee Christian School. You got about 2.5 hours to enjoy their big fall festival out there. I think that's where Coach Stewart probably is headed right now to enjoy the afternoon. What a great afternoon for that. It's going to be sunny the rest of the day, so I hope you'll find some things to enjoy. Let's run down that Cougar Corner scoreboard this morning for the week. In high school volleyball on Tuesday versus Community in the district tournament, they lost 19-25, 12-25, 23-25, and ended the season there. In the high school girls soccer this week, lost to David Lipscomb 4-0. And on Thursday, they defeated Summit High School in the district tournament 1-0 with a goal from Emily Brandon. 7 saves by Megan Smith to advance to the semifinals this Tuesday versus the Page Marshall County winner. In bowling this week versus Siegel, 20-7 loss. Alan Wilson was the high game with 256 twice in that, in the high series of 695. In junior high volleyball, they lost to Grace Christian 24-26, 13-26. And on Thursday, lost to Franklin Classical 25-18, 25-10. This week, big week, lots going on. On Monday, they'll take on Central in bowling. And on Tuesday, junior high volleyball versus Grace Christian. As we mentioned, that high school soccer versus the Page Marshall County winner in the semifinals of the district tournament. So good luck to the Lady Cougars softball. And in bowling, they take on Blackman Wednesday. Thursday, junior high volleyball at Lancaster and junior high basketball. That's right, basketball at Eagleville on Thursday. And Friday, junior high basketball versus Community and high school football at Mount Juliet Christian next week. And good luck to the Cougars football team next Friday night. That is a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard. And again, many thanks to Judy Coates for helping us out with that. She does a great job. Without her, I don't think we'd be able to do it, get all those scores and schedules that are coming up. She spends a lot of time on that. And we obviously appreciate Ms. Coates helping us out there. About to wrap things up here for another edition of 2.5 hours of Coach's Conversation. We do it every Saturday morning. And our host here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Ricky Turner, and the entire family here wrapping things up. But we certainly appreciate them hosting us. And, of course, to Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Trey Alsop, and everyone for our regular Coach's Show from 9 until 11. And then Cougar Corner here as we spotlight MTCS Sports. John, Monday night, IDST's primetime sports scene back at Paleo's Grill for an hour. Lots of football to talk about on Monday. So I guess we'll be back at it soon enough.
Well, we're going to get there very quickly, and we've got a road game, Independence. Siegel will be traveling to Independence in a big game there. And right now, every game's big. It doesn't matter what kind of situation you're in. Everybody kind of wants a win. And so it's
we could very likely have 4-6-4 teams in our district. You know, it's just
a good possibility that happens.
Very high likelihood.
And it just goes to show you again how strong our county is, and not only in Triple A, but in Single A as well. And Eagleville wins again, and they keep that magic going. I don't know if it's magic. It's that's probably a bad word. Keep that winning ways going.
Keep it rolling. So we're getting closer to those playoffs as we go each week, and of course we'll have it all covered, give you all the scenarios, and Tom Krieger at the D&J, who probably knows this playoff system better than anyone, maybe other than the folks at TSSAA, will help us out. And so that's where we'll be. So I guess, John, we'll let you wrap it up and get it to the real estate guys on time today.
All right. Thank you, Brian, for contributing to Cougar Corner today.
I do my part. And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober, First Community Mortgage, coming up next. Phil Dye will talk some sports after that in an hour. And all sorts of fun.
Is Krieger going to be on that show again?
Well, probably. He's doing a little cross-country, though.
Yeah. They're playing, Phil may be on his own today. He's got a good bunch with him, though.
That's right.
He's got it covered. Unlike you.
Well,
he has a competent group with him.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I knew a friend that had a friend, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's how that works out.
You get to kind of get stuck with somebody. Hey, thanks for everybody for listening this morning. And until we see you next week, for Brian Barrett, this is John Dinkins for Cougar Corner. We'll see you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.